Just because a person has their D needs fulfilled, it doesn't mean that they're self-actualized. Actually, Maslow preferred to talk about self-actualizing and not self-actualized because it's an ongoing process. But the point is, it's possible to be at the top of the hierarchy and not self-actualizing. So what are the qualities of a person who's self-actualizing? First off, a self-actualizing person is free of neurosis or pathology. This is an important criterion because some neurotic and psychotic people have some qualities in common with self-actualizing people, such as creativity or detachment. They need to have progressed completely through the hierarchy of needs. The needs have to be satisfied so they're not consumed by them. If they're satisfied, they can handle frustration of these needs, such as rejection and criticism. They need to be realizing their potential. You can't be self-actualizing and an underachiever. And finally, they need to be embracing the B values. So it's not just that they're not consumed with deficiency needs, but also they're striving toward something. Maslow suggested that they're actively striving toward what he called the B values or meta needs. In the self-actualizing person, they're experienced simultaneously, so the exact number doesn't matter so much. By striving toward these values, the self enlarges to include aspects of the world, and the distinction between self and not self is transcended. Therefore, these values become part of the self. He said most societies have handed over these B values to religious organizations and tell people that they won't find them in themselves. But these values, Maslow offered, can be what people have always been looking for, real meaning or the real meaning of God. Maslow suggested that when people have all their basic needs met but do not embrace the B values, they become ill, just like not having one's other needs met makes people ill. But the illness that results in this case is more of an existential illness, or what he called metapathology. He saw this among a lot of the wealthy students he taught at Brandeis and suggested that it explained a lot of their bad behavior. Being at the top of the hierarchy and not self-actualizing can actually be worse than not having one of the D needs met.